Listening Library presents The Book of Dead Days by Marcus Sedgwick. Read for you by Roger Rees. Author's note. The Dead Days. Have you ever felt the stillness of that strange, quiet time between Christmas and the New Year? In ancient Egypt, the calendar was made from 12 months of 30 days each, giving 360 days to the year. The Egyptians were smart enough to know there were actually around 365 days in each solar year. They reconciled this difference with a story in which Thoth, their ibis-headed god of wisdom, wins 5 extra days from the reigning gods in a game of dice, and gives them to the goddess of the night and thus to the people too. These days did not belong to any of the Egyptian months and were felt to be outside normal time. The Aztecs, using a similar calendrical system, also added 5 days, but feared them as days of bad omen and dubbed them dead days. Of course, these days bore no relation to Christmas, but I've always felt the time between Christmas and New Year's is outside the hurly-burly of the rest of the year, and so I fixed the dead days there. The dates of Christmas and New Year's have varied widely through time and from culture to culture. A quick count will show you there are 6 days between the two modern feasts, though this story is set in the 5, culminating on New Year's Eve. The time? Somewhere in the second half of the 18th century, with 1 foot in the superstitious ancient world and 1 in the Russian.